Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the league. I kind of have a theory. I feel like we missed this. The fact that the Texans offered a third-round pick next year for Keenan Allen and have said what they've said about how they feel about day two of the draft, to me, that tells me that their words kind of match their actions. Yeah. And that they're actually kind of confident in the plan they have 1 month and a day from now when it comes to what they're going to do on day two of the draft.
I think they're committed to it. Like, almost to the point, like, they would have to be really blown away by some prospect of moving up in the draft. I think they're going to be – they're not going to – they might move up a little bit in the second round. But I think they're blown away. But I mean, you'd have to blow them away in order to make a move into the first round. I'm with you. I think that's a big telltale right there. The fact that they did not want to give up a third rounder this year. So that means they like the second and third rounders that are projected this year.
I feel like they might be doing some work, man. Last year in the third round, they got Tank Dell. That was a game changer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a game changer. Like, regardless of what you want to say about what happens moving forward, last year, Tank Dell was a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Nico Collins was a third rounder. Christian Harris was a third rounder. It feels like they clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you give up a first round pick and you give up number 23 overall,
which is a premium,
with what that
really
can be,
good pick, yeah.
Then they must have done a lot of work. And I'm imagining that Scout Goodhair, mm-hmm. looking at you, James Lipford, and Nick Caserio, looking at you, Vestware. I feel like they feel that day two is going to be a money zone, and they've convinced D'Amico Ryans to where he feels that way as well, because it's one thing to look at it through a two-year window and say, okay, you have a second-round pick next year, yada, 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 that feels great. But you need to get an impact player this year. You need an impact player this year, and if you're willing to give up that 23rd overall selection to go back on day two, and you're willing to say, hey, Chargers.
Yeah.
We won't give you a third rounder this year, but we'll offer you a third rounder next year. Risking that you're going to miss out on a guy like Keenan Allen,
mm-hmm.
you got to think they feel really effing good about what the potential is in day two of this draft.
And I absolutely agree with that. I also think, hell, D'Amico might have been as big of a voice as any. You know, they've talked about how they're working together, you know, evaluating these things. Even their free agent signings seem to indicate that before we even made this trade, they even made this trade, that this is where they were looking, because they focus a lot on the defense, defensive line. So they're kind of narrowing it down on the day two picks before they even made the trade. So they clearly – and they've said it. They've said they have these players in mind.
Yeah, and I just wonder – I think for me, I would be shocked if they don't have a tight end after day two.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to try to pounce on
the Texas kid, yeah.
I think there's a chance. I don't know if they like Sanders or not. They might not think he blocks well enough, although I think he's an underrated blocker. But I think there's a chance that they evaluate the tight ends. They might like one more than Brock Bowers.
That's saying something.
That nobody else likes.
Yeah. That would be a huge roll of the dice. No, they wouldn't get him where Brock Bowers is going.
No, no. And that's why I think they trade back. Yeah. I think tight end is going to be something they do on day two.
Yeah, I think tight end, we know the spots. You know, maybe a wide receiver, whatever, running back. But whatever it may be, that's up to them, but they already have it in mind. Like, they already know what they're looking at.
Going around the NFL here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Something that happened the other day when it came to the rules. We've talked about the kickoff. We've talked about the hip tackle. The NFL owners voted to approve a trade deadline that now will be pushed back to week 9.
Another week.
So after week 9, they're pushing the trade deadline back a week. Why not?
I think this is not – it's not like a huge thing, but it sure is going to make it much more interesting for the teams that are down, you know, down in it, in the hunt, down the stretch.
I think it could be huge for the Texans. Like, when you talk about adding extra second-round picks, like, let's say there's, like, a significantly impactful player on the market. You have the extra second-round pick.
Yeah.
Maybe you're willing to go aggressive.
You can. Yeah.
And we're seeing more NFL trades where they're doing player for player and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Perhaps that second round pick with how we see the NFL going, perhaps that allows you to.
It could. I just feel they're valuing this. Well, that's this year, though. That would be the next year's pick. But I think they're valuing that premium second and third round picks. Now, is it worth giving up for a player?
Well, you know me. I've been a day two guy for a while.
Yeah.
Day two all day. Yeah. Cornerback is off the market. Former Bills All-Pro cornerback Tre'Davious White, as we go around the NFL, he intends to sign a one-year, $8.5 million deal with a max value up to $10 million with the Los Angeles Rams.
Never was real high on him, per se.
I mean, he's had, like, two Achilles injuries in, like, 3 years or whatever the hell he's had.
But that's another little aspect of things going on right now, you know, with all the things happening around this town and in baseball and all that. There's still some pretty significant free agents floating around. J.K. Dobbins is going to be visiting the Chargers for what that's worth.
Yeah.
Justin Simmons.
Speaking of torn Achilles.
Yeah, Justin Simmons visiting with the Saints. They're trying to pair him up with Tyrann Mathieu. Tyler Boyd is still out there. Hunter Renfrow is still
Tyler
out there.
Boyd?
I'm just saying who's available.
Remember when Sean Pendergast said he would give Tyler Boyd 3 years, $27
million. He loves him some Tyler Boyd.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
3 years, $27 million. Oh, for sure.
Sean was at the Sixers game last night. See that?
I did not.
Yeah.
Anytime Sean goes on vacation, I don't want to go on Sean's vacations. Like, I'm not into, like, going on vacation with you.
Shout out to Tad Brown.
Yeah, him and Tad Brown.
Oh, shocker. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense now.
Now it's all coming together.
Okay, now that makes sense.
Yeah.
Who are these cornerbacks? Jeff Okuda, C.J. Henderson, and Miles Bryant. Those are the three corners that the Texans have signed, all in the 2020 draft. Okuda and Henderson in the top 10. Miles Bryant undrafted, kind of a slot guy. What are we doing at corner?
I don't know.
I will say this. I don't know, but if this stays put at training camp, I'm not leaving the corner situation.
I'm
watching every corner drill there is.
I've had my doubts about it since they signed Okuda. And everybody's like, oh, you know, first rounder. Was he top three?
Ain't everybody like that.
The vast majority
there's
was
people
like,
questioning it.
No, but the vast majority were like, you know, they're going to try to find something that everything. Nah, man, I don't see it. I hope I'm wrong. But, like, oh, now that he's with D'Amico and I'm Mr. Pixie Dust, and I just like three teams in 5 years just doesn't do it for me. There's got to be something else going on. I'm not talking like off field. I'm just talking about he's just not what they thought he was. His athleticism and his ability to be, an NFL type player is there. But I'm not penciling in Okuda to be as good as Steven Nelson.
We've had fun with this, and I think it's absolutely hilarious. And I can't believe that Steven Nelson went from all the drama to balling out to, hey, let me start a podcast and call myself Mr. Five Interceptions, and he's still on the market. Like, do we get in a situation
bring
where Steven Nelson is like 1 year, $4 million?
Bring him back.
I mean, what did he think?
Yeah.
After this season, he starts a podcast. He's talking. He starts the podcast off talking crap, basically about Caserio and reopening it, mm-hmm. and he's calling himself Mr. Five Interceptions. He's getting drunk. He's smacking gum in the mic. He's burping. He's got like the worst damn podcast host I've ever seen in my life. And he's still on the market.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to get to a point where Steven Nelson has to come here with his tail between his legs?
Would you want
to
bring him back?
I don't know if I trust his mental makeup based on the fact that it's one thing to act a certain way, but then you ball out, and then you just completely regress. Like, what did he think? Did he think he was going to get, like, the Calvin Ridley deal?
He's been very high on himself for a while now.
Well, he told you not to call him an underdog, yeah, despite the fact that he called himself an underdog, yeah, his entire career.
Yes, exactly. So he's trying to transform his image. Let me ask you this then. Would you rather have Okuda or Steven Nelson?
All things equal?
I might take Steven Nelson.
I mean, I don't like Steven Nelson.
I know, but.
So I would take Okuda.
Yeah.
I'd rather give up touchdowns. Yeah. I'm petty now.
I'd rather give up touchdowns.
Nah, I'm petty on Steven Nelson. By the way, you know what I heard?
What's that? You heard?
Pretty reliable source. I didn't hear anything. I heard Steven Nelson wouldn't come on with us last year.
Really?
Yep. Said we were too critical.
How?
What do you mean, how?
What do you mean, how? No more than anyone else. We were talking about how he's been playing.
But we gave him credit.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But we gave him credit.
Yes.
But we gave him credit.
And criticism, too.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
the most.
We did that with a lot of players.
He wouldn't come on with us, man. He said, F those guys. Pretty reliable source.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
mind. Down with this.
Doesn't hurt my feelings.
Doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
I'm going to change the way I do.
Honestly, he's a crappy interview.
I'm like, he's a liar.
I mean, have you heard him on his podcast? Have you heard him on his podcast? Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Chewing that gum.
Yeah. Smacking the gum into the mic.
Landry's getting all technical radio stuff. What are you doing chewing gum?
That's not technical. That's common sense.
I mean, I know.
No, it was very noticeable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was smacking gum. Oh, we lie. Oh, man, I can't open this liquor bottle. We're supposed to have the sauce. I can't even open this liquor bottle.
Damn,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, wouldn't come on.
Mm-hmm.
He's mad. I don't blame him. I mean, yeah, he got criticized.
But did I hate on it?
Do I give him credit?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Give him a lot of credit. They wouldn't have been where they were without him last year.
We said that.
Yeah.
How did we treat him?
He was the best corner. He was the best corner in camp.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he treated himself.
That too.
He played himself out. But, yeah, that happened, man. J.K. Dobbins, he's been cleared for football activities. He's going to begin free agent visits soon. He's making the rounds. Local guy. Texans could use another running back. Torn Achilles, torn ACL in a matter of like a two-year stretch. We out on J.K. Dobbins?
Oh, no, I'm not.
You mean, kicked the tires on J.K.?
I kicked the tires on him. The key thing you said there is what I said earlier. Cleared for football activities. I mean, that's doctors doing that. That's not like the coach saying, oh, yeah, I think he's good. You know. When you are cleared for football activities, that means you're cleared. That means you can go.
Can he beat out Damian Pierce?
That's why I'm not out on him. I'd like to find out.
I mean, he's better back.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'd like to find out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Are you out? I'm not out on him on the kicking the tires.
I mean, it's a big tire kick, but yeah who knows. Jadeveon Clowney found a new home.
He did.
He's in Carolina. 2 years, $20 million, worth up to $24 million. So Jadeveon Clowney goes from – kind of felt like contender hopping to going to Carolina.
Let's get some cash. They gave him 2 years.
He couldn't get
2 years. That to me would be the key thing. A lot of people probably were offering him 1 year. You know, so he got 2 years and a bigger guarantee. He is just sticking around making a lot of money. He is just sticking around making money year after year.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Drake May. Pro day today. Washington's going to meet with him before Drake May. Texans have the number 2 pick in the draft this year. Let's pretend. Let's pretend they never got C.J. Stroud. Let's say the Texans are meeting with Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
Who you taking number 2?
I like Drake May, but I'd be taking Jaden Daniels.
You would?
Yeah. Love that guy. Yeah.
Okay.
And as much as neighbors...
No, J.J. McCarthy?
No, not J.J. McCarthy. And I know he's good. I know what he's done, but no. And as much as Malik Neighbors stole the scene yesterday, Jaden Daniels had a good day.
Already wasn't good.
He had a good day.
Already wasn't as good as McCarthy.
What? Where'd you hear that? Are you making that up?
Like at his pro day.
No.
I heard McCarthy had a good pro day. For real.
No, McCarthy might have had a good pro day.
Yeah, Aaron McCarthy had a good pro day.
But Jaden Daniels didn't. I mean, he had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
On the streets, man.
The streets are telling you this?
That's what the streets are telling me. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Live from Tom's Watch Bar, going around the NFL here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Nico Collins, heading into the final year of his deal. Extension talks being thrown out there. How you handling that?
I'm not. I think we are where they're going to end up being, and he could end up making more money. But especially like he has an opportunity right now, you know, to build on what he's done and make even more money. This is a true. I'm sure he wanted to get a contract. He talked about it at the end of the season. But this is a true bet on yourself kind of opportunity, you know, to maybe even make more. If he backs it up with another season like that, he's banking. He is big-time banking. Two seasons like that?
Yeah, two, though, man. That's tough, though. You get hurt a lot.
No, that's the question. That's why he didn't get a contract, probably, or as a factor. But if he can back it up with
another. I don't know. Caserio brought him up unsolicited.
He did. But like, his numbers were pretty freaking good.
No, they were top 10. They were top 10 in the league.
And he gets anywhere close to that, we're talking.
And he works his ass off.
6 years, and then an enormous number.
Six.
Eight.
Damn, generous.
No.
What's up, Santa Claus?
No. That's what they're doing.
6 years.
That's what they're doing.
Damn, man.
Look at the latest wide receiver contract. Look at the latest wide receiver contract, second contract.
Man, what are you, Kentucky and Calipari?
No, I'm.
Good
I'm,
Lord.
I'm spitting facts.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I'm spitting facts. That's what you don't think he's going to be looking for that?
6 years? My goodness.
You don't think that's going to be on the table?
Six. I don't know about that, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. Okay, put a pin in that.
They bring some margaritas with that El Tiempo yesterday?
Mark that, Figgy.
Were there any margaritas yesterday at El Tiempo?
No, there were no margaritas.
None?
There were no.
So they went to El Tiempo and didn't get margaritas?
No, we had stuff at the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't get any El Tiempo-aritas?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were you sipping on?
I just had a glass of wine. I'm working today, man. I got to stay on top of my game.
Okay. So no margs.
No, I think I had a glass and a half of wine.
Okay. Yeah. White or red?
Red. Cabernet.
Sorry to offend you, man.
Yeah, you did. You did.
It was like that.
Nice Cabernet. Nice meaty Cabernet.
Okay.
Damn right.
Did you flush it around?
did you smell it? Open it up, you mean?
Did you smell it?
Oh, I
did
opened
you do
it
the
up.
Flush?
I didn't need to smell it. I knew what I was drinking, but I opened it up. Yeah.
A little flush.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. It's called opening it up.
And it felt good.
Let everything. Get open because it's in that bottle for so long.
Is that the biggest scheme in the business?
It's not a scheme. It's accurate. It's real.
The stir it around type of thing. Is there a bigger scheme than like with wine where you're like, like what are y'all doing?
That's not a scheme.
What are we doing here? It's, like, what is that?
It's not a scheme. I could give you two glasses.
It's the biggest scheme. I mean, it's not like you don't monetarily benefit from it, but. Like when you're around someone who's drinking wine, they're doing that and they're smelling. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you do that with anything. Do that at Boone's Farm. What are we doing? Seriously, you're looking at me crazy because you are. No, it's weird. Joey.
But you don't know what you're talking about. And I never say that because everybody's entitled to their opinion.
No, it's
but
weird.
That actually opens up the wine.
No,
that's what? Not an opinion.
What do you mean it opens the wine?
The wine is in these barrels, then they put it in the bottle, and it's on the shelf for what, 2, 3, 4 years, whatever, however long.
Okay.
When you open it, the wine is not as good as it would be as if putting it in a carafe to let the wine get some air on it, some oxygen, and let the flavor, you know, become more well-rounded.
Okay.
Or if you don't have a carafe, and that's why the carafes are always real wide-based.
Okay.
Because the wine has more oxygen on top of it.
Okay.
You just listen to me and learn things.
I'm listening. I'm trying.
Because it has a bigger base. You've seen the carafes with the big wide base. That's so more oxygen can hit the wine.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, you put it in a big wider. Why are red wine glasses wider than a white wine glass? Because it's wider, you get more oxygen on it, and when you spin it, you open it up, and that mixes it all together, and it tastes better. It's not a scheme.
I feel like
works.
It just makes you seem important. It makes you feel important to where you feel like you're doing something deep that is like years back. But really, you're just drinking your wine.
And you say that even
because
though
because I feel like if you took a drink of the wine, like if we could do a test where you take a drink of the wine before and then you take a drink
you would taste
after where you do like this little wrist wrap that y'all do.
You would absolutely
I don't
taste
know if you taste the difference.
I literally just explained the whole process. Of
yeah,
why.
But it was all BS.
No, it was.
It was almost
true.
Like someone trying to sell you like some diet supplement.
No. It was
like right there.
100% accurate. If I did that, what you just said, you would taste the difference.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No idea.
Taste the difference.
Seems like a lot, man. Like,
yeah. Man, you're getting destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting destroyed yeah. again.
Well, that's the boomer. The boomer
it's not the boomer. There are young people that are big time wine experts and wine people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's stir it around. Well, because they want to feel important, too. Who does it? I feel important, man. I just got this wine. I'm stirring it around, sitting
I can
there
tell
talking
you this.
About my damn
I can tell you
finance.
This.
Whatever.
I can tell you this with 100% confidence.
Yeah, okay.
All the times that I've opened a wine, poured it into craft, poured it through something that opens it even more. They have those little agitator things that you put on top of the bottle. You've mm-hmm. seen those. I've never done that to feel important.
Yeah, let's stir it.
Ever. Not
just
once.
Let's just, like, throw it around. Coming up.
The funny thing is, hold on. Like, I explained to you exactly in detail why this happens, and you still don't believe it.
No, you just said a bunch of scientific things with no clear rain. Like, there
yes.
was no clear rain.
Yeah.
No, you should sell diet supplements if you think that's the thing. Like, that's the same thing you basically
I
did.
I just explained it in detail.
There was no common, like, oh, okay, that makes sense type of thing.
Yes.
So oxygen, you put it in your glass. Oh, okay.
The oxygen in the wine, the wider glass,
okay.
the wider carafe.
Gotcha.
The little agitator you can put on top of the bottle that mixes oxygen in with the wine to bring out the flavors better. And he's like, nope.
Bunch of nope. people on the text line trying to justify their weirdness right now with no sense. Coming up next, internet going nuts. Here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Stuff that broke the internet live from Tom's Watch Bar here on Sports Radio 610. Take it away, J-Lo.
I got the internet going nuts.
Yeah, man. I mean, first of all, breaking the internet locally in this part of the country is Houston with everything that's going on with the Texans. Obviously, opening day with the Astros. But I got to mention something that I think is pretty dang cool. the Texas Children's Houston Open, they're expecting 100,000 people out there, and it got me thinking about this. This is a question as much as anything with the internet going nuts. First round going on today. Scottie Scheffler's going to be out there. Obviously, my guy Will Zalatoris is playing with Scheffler today. Does Jim Crane, this is his baby, right? The Texas Children's Houston Open. Do you think he spends more time at Minute Maid Park this weekend? Clearly today he's going to be there. But do you think he spends more time at Minute Maid Park this weekend or Memorial Park?
Probably equal, because tomorrow the game's at 7. I imagine he'll go out there and catch the rounds and then show up. I think it'll probably be equal.
I think he might lean more toward, because this is a once a year thing.
You know, I can see that.
Right? The Texas Children's Houston Open, he's got to be there for clearly Saturday and Sunday, and especially Sunday with the championship coming down on Sunday afternoon. And this is his baby. I mean, he helped move it to Memorial Park, the redesign. It's fantastic. It's actually been kind of a nice little thing.
He's done a hell of a job
it's
with
been
it. Like
great.
A hell of a job
yeah.
with it.
And we're going to be broadcasting out
the
there.
The gear is nice, too.
The gear is my daughter's volunteering out there. She's out there right now. She's been sending me some pictures. Obviously, she works at Texas Children's as a nurse. So she'll be out there today and tomorrow. She said she's going to come by our place tomorrow. So
what is she doing?
She's volunteering, and I need to find out exactly what it is, because she just texted me. This is pretty funny. She just texted me with some pictures. She says, let me make sure I get this straight because it was pretty funny. She says, I love telling grown-ass men to quiet down and stop walking. So maybe she's around she's clearly around the course, like when somebody's hitting the ball. I don't know if she wanted that out there.
Shushing people.
She's like, yeah, I love telling grown-ass men to quiet down and stop walking.
Remember when we thought she was your mistress?
Well, I don't remember that. You did.
Me and Figgy.
Yeah,
me and Figgy thought she was your mistress.
She just came in to get you a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
Never met her. She walked in. She kissed you on the cheek. I was like, damn. This is awkward. I don't know who the hell that is.
Yeah.
And I was in the studio with Figgy, and then she walked in, kissed you on the cheek. I was like, what the hell is that?
what's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. That's Jan.
But yeah, she's out there volunteering, and I'm guessing keeping the crowd in check. But going to be good, and I'm excited for tomorrow. You know, I love golf, and I might have to walk with Zalatoris, the guy that I made famous for our Sports Radio 610 listeners.
When he choked?
No, when he finished, I believe, third?
Second.
Second? Yes, yeah, right, it was a playoff. And
he was leading in the final hole.
And nobody knew who he was before the tournament. And I said, I'm betting on that guy right there.
Yeah, and he let you down.
I made him what he is today.
He let you down, man. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, internet going nuts.
I got the internet going nuts.
Lance McCullers, 60-day IL. Lance McCullers will not pitch for at least the first 60 days. What is your takeaway of this? For me, I expected this. I don't really even expect much from Lance this year. It's not a matter of disrespect. It's a matter of balancing expectations. How does that make you feel?
I'm done with any expectation of Lance McCullers.
I think that's fair.
That's the best way I could. We were mixing it up with B. Scott earlier, and he thinks like anything you get out of him is bonus, you know, gravy, whatever you want to call it. Well, yeah, because you don't expect anything. Like I don't expect anything from Lance McCullers. So if he gives us two games, well, yeah, that's gravy. But what I'm saying is, Lance McCullers at what he is and what he's done and as great as he's been, that can't be the expectation. Oh, anything. You know, that guy is crucial to their plans for the last few years.
Is he?
He has been. He was.
Has he?
He was. Yeah, especially coming off of, was 2019? Whatever it was. No, he missed 2019. But
haven't we gotten past that?
I'm past it. What I'm saying is he was crucial to the plans, so you can't say, well, anything you get is gravy. No, man, he was expected to be a lot more than that, like a lot.
So you're not adjusting the expectations, though?
I just don't expect anything, nothing. 60-day DL. He's missed two seasons now in the last five completely. He hadn't pitched since 2022, so he'll be going on 2 years. He'll be 31 years old or pushing 31 years old when he pitches again, whether it's late this year or next year. That's 5 years removed from when he was good and 2 years of not pitching. So I don't care if you're 25 years old and in your prime, if you miss 2 years, you're not going to be the same guy when you come back. Well, he's going to have two elbow surgeries, miss 2 years, and then try to come back. And what do you expect? Nah, man. I love the guy. I mean, he's awesome. He's been awesome for this squad, but I can't expect anything from him.
Internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
I got the internet going nuts.
So did you watch Weird Science?
Did not.
Remember Weird Science?
I saw the movie, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Kind of perverted.
Kelly LeBrock, they create this.
Kind of feel like they would have canceled that these days.
Yeah, kids making a hot robot.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
that teases all their friends.
Yeah, I don't know if that would have got past the Me Too movement.
Well, this was one that is she's trending right now, and I'm like, why is Kelly LeBrock trending? She turned 65, bro.
Oh yeah, how's she looking?
I haven't seen a recent picture. They're just all everything they're showing is pictures of her from Weird Science.
See her now. Type in her now. Let's see what she looks like now.
I have no idea, but that's something that makes you feel old.
Really?
Yes. I'm not seeing any pictures of her now.
Okay.
Whatever.
So she's not in the limelight?
That was a coming of age movie in more ways than one.
Really?
Yes.
Did you like the movie? The song was tight.
I thought it was all right. Yeah, it was a good movie.
Weird Science?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like that jam?
I liked it.
Where does it rank on your 80s movies?
I never have ranked. Oh, in 80s movies?
Top 20?
I was going to say it would be borderline 10.
Really? That's a bold claim. That's a bold claim. And not because to take anything away from how you may or may not feel about that movie, but 80s is kind of like a golden age
of
movies.
Okay, since we're here. 80s movies in general or 80s like coming of age movies?
Just 80s movies are great.
Well, that's it's not even top 25 or top 20. I thought you were talking about like coming of age movies. Like
Back to the Future has to be there, right?
That's there. Obviously, Top Gun is there. You know, those type things.
Was Top Gun 80s or 70s?
I'm pretty sure it was 80s.
I think it was 80s.
Like mid-ish?
Yeah. But coming of age, Breakfast Club, you know, that kind of stuff. Pretty in Pink. You know, Weird Science. Those are the ones that I was thinking of.
Coming to America.
That was kind of a coming of age, wasn't it? Well, it was kind
of. Y'all put that in the 80s category, though? I know it was in 88, 89.
Yeah, right? I would.
That's 80s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's 80s fake.
But 80s got like a certain theme. Like Breakfast Club is like an 80s theme type of movie.
I don't know if 80s even has a theme, man. 80s is just good movies, man.
Okay, so here are the
80s movies are sick.
Oh, I missed a big one.
They're nasty.
Fast
bro.
Times at Ridgemont High. These are the top coming of age.
That's the first like embrace.
Oh,
pothead.
Yes. Fast Times at Stand By Me, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Risky Business.
Ferris Bueller's nice.
Risky Business. Obviously San Elmo's Fire is Pretty in Pink. I mentioned.
Because 80s started the teen era too, and teen movies like kind of make the world now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Man, there's some good. There's
yeah,
some good,
80s movies are nasty,
stuff,
bro.
Man.
80s movies are sick.
There's some real good stuff.
Insane. Coming up, the top five X factors for the Astros. Top five X factors for the Astros. We're less than 2 hours away from the start of the season. We're live from downtown Tom's Watch Bar. In the Loop continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's opening day, H-Town. Live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we're live. Tom's Watch Bar. Clint Sterner, Ron Hughley about to take over for us. Byron Matthews keeping us on the air. Figgy Fig down here as well. I got five X factors for the Stros. Which way will they go could determine the fate of the best team in town. Number one, can Framber Valdez be an ace or not? We've seen him pitch like an ace. We've seen him kind of fall apart. It's been an up and down type of thing, a lot of emotion. Can Framber Valdez be an ace or not? I think that's perhaps the most important question, because I think the rotation is the thing that is going to prevent or create their ceiling. Can Framber Valdez be an ace or not?
Yes, we've seen ace stuff, but being ace means all season, right? Like someone that you can just, you know, you're in a bad streak, he shuts it down. By the way, we've had this conversation several times before. Well, he needs to be an ace tonight. He needs to be the stopper. And then a couple times he was, and a couple times
More
than a couple of times he was, and then a couple times he wasn't. I think we're to the point where, with the opportunity that he has right now, opening day, he's the starter. You know, Verlander's getting older. The starting rotation needs an ace more than it ever has. There's not three aces on this team. I think if he doesn't do it this time, and we're asking ourselves again next year, can Framber
you're
be
in
an
trouble.
Ace? We're dumb.
No, you're in trouble.
No, we're dumb.
We had this conversation last year around this time.
Yeah, because we've had this conversation.
Because there's no Verlander.
Yes, and then in the course of the regular season, we've had it another few times. And then we're having it now. If we're so dumb that we have this conversation again next year, we will have had our answer, you know, if we're having this same question next year. So, can he? Yes. Has he, like a true ace? No, but it's crucially important this year.
All right, question two, Astros X Factors, live from Tom's Watch Bar out here downtown. Can this be a decent rotation? And we're going beyond Framber. Can this be a decent rotation? By decent, you know, top 15, top 10. Can this be a decent rotation, the Astros? I think it's the biggest question mark, because – I'm not going to sit here and say if when it comes to Luis Garcia and Lance McCullers. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. I just think I'm setting myself up for disappointment if I do that. Can this be a good rotation?
I'm not even taking Lance McCullers into account, as we talked about last segment. But my answer is yes. You can only put so much into spring training. But all we heard was Ronel Blanco, you know, really, really good. I can't believe. No, I know. I'm with you. But how many times have we heard, you know, a few years ago, we were talking about, well, you know, that Luis Garcia kid seems to have had a pretty good spring. And then he started out 5-0 or something. And so, yeah, they've had many situations where it was an unknown all of a sudden step up. And I'm not saying Ronel Blanco's an unknown, but he's pretty much an unknown. Between he and Verlander having a better year than he's projected to have, and then Framber being an ace, these are all big ifs. But, yes, this rotation can get it done. Absolutely it can. But it's going to have to be a lot of ifs that are answered.
Question three, X Factor 3. Can the bullpen be as expected? Maybe I'm expecting too much. I feel like this bullpen's going to be badass. Mm-hmm. Now, Adam Spillane came in here yesterday.
You're talking about middle relief too?
I'm talking about the bullpen top to bottom.
Yeah.
And I think like the expectations of your bullpen when you have what they have, 7, 8, 9, they naturally decrease. Mm-hmm. Like you're not expecting as much. Along with the lineup, I think it kind of opens up the margin for error. Can this bullpen be as expected? My answer for this would be F yes.
Yeah, I'm not – of all the questions that are out there, I'm not worried about the bullpen because even if you're not as strong in middle relief, boy, with those 7, 8, 9, how much do you really need them? I mean, I know over the course of the season you're going to need them, but you can mix and match. You can go with the hot hand. You can use a guy that was maybe a projected 6th starter in some middle relief role. Not worried at all about the bullpen. Not at all.
Question 4, what is the Joe Espada impact? We've had awesome debuts from D'Amico Ryans, awesome debuts from M.A. Adoka. What is the Joe Espada impact?
The good news is he's been here. He's been the bench coach. He's been, I think, here since 2018. So everybody's comfortable with him. Everybody knows what to expect from him. They've seen a side of him that that none of us have seen because he's kind of been in the background. So what can his impact be? It can be business as usual. Like, they can just keep clicking like the championship team that we know. But he's in the hot seat for the first time.
Hot seat?
That's what they call it. When you're the manager, you're in the hot seat. He's always been sitting next to the hot seat. That's a lot easier than when you're in the hot seat. And so we don't know how he's going to react there.
Question 5, Yordan Alvarez health. We know what he is. Next. I mean, and that's been a day one thing.
What's the next question?
We've seen what Yordan Alvarez is when he's in the lineup. That's been immediate, like day one type of stuff.
Yeah.
But how healthy is Yordan Alvarez going to be?
Man.
How much can you rely on it? How much do you have to rely on it?
What, he's never played more than 144 games, I think?
Yeah, 44.
114 games last year. If I'm remembering that right, he can't miss more than 25 games, man. I mean, it works out occasionally because he's such a monster, and then in the postseason he's been healthy. But, boy, if he misses 25 games, you know, everybody else talks about the margins being so small. Rangers are a World Series champion. Who knows about the rest of the division?
Rangers are a what?
A World Series champion.
Really?
Yeah. Did you not pick
up? I forgot they won.
Did you not?
I didn't even know that. I did not even know that.
Did you not pick up on
I
that?
Did, I forgot.
On Radio Row?
No, it didn't really hit. Didn't really hit. I forgot.
Breaking.
I did not know. Damn, they won it.
So it's so small of a margin that you
How
have.
How about that?
You got to have Yordan. You got to have Yordan, man.
How about that, man?
Yeah.
Had no idea.
I want to tweet that out.
Wow. I had completely forgotten that they'd won the World Series. It's not even like a selective thing. I can't believe how little of an impact that had
like
around
except
here.
In Dallas, except in the Metroplex.
Well, I don't even know about that.
Oh, did you see everybody wearing all that gear on Radio Row?
Yeah, the Radio Row thing was weird.
And they're walking right in front of our table as if we give two bleeps.
I don't know that
they're flexing.
I don't know that I've found a more irrelevant championship than the Rangers.
Yes. They're like,
as far as national, even up 45, I don't know that I can remember like a less like, oh, okay, good job.
I saw one dude wearing a World Series belt, like a regular belt like I'm wearing. That said World
I know
Series
they made
champion.
Those.
I didn't know either. He was wearing a World Series, some dude from one of the radio stations up there, World Series champions. It was on his belt.
Damn, we're out here at Tom's Watch Bar. Mm-hmm. They're giving away Crawford Buck.
They're giving away Crawford
Look
Buck?
Look at that. Figgy turned it down. He turned it down on behalf of us.
What's the matter with you, Figgy?
Yeah, Figgy.
I was good. I don't know about y'all. I'm good.
Can you get us a couple Crawford Bucks, man?
I got you.
For real,
I got
man.
You.
Yeah. Figgy just waved him
I got
off.
You.
He gave him the Earl Campbell, man.
What's on the list of things you never turn down?
Beer.
That's the list.
Beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.